The school year ushered back students as well as a new initiative, increased AP enrollment, or what most students refer to as AP for All. But what does this mean in real life? Is AP for All successful for all or for just some? Is it more AP enrollment we want or more AP learning? And what does that look like? My name is Marilyn Grove and this is a student's perspective. Last year, 946 students were enrolled throughout the district in AP coursework. This year, 2,045 are on track to take the AP exam. And from that number, Colony High School students make up 29% of those students in the 22 AP courses offered.
My name is Ethan Osborne. I'm taking two AP classes, AP Seminar and AP US History. I'm taking them because they're required, and I also get college credits while doing them.
At Colony High School, the Initiative for Increased Advanced Placement includes a required AP course for all juniors. That course is AP US History, taught by two teachers, Brian McIntosh and Darren Marquardt. And here's Marquardt.
I wish we could double the amount of time just because there is so much content to cover. I'm loving all the content and the details in history. I love the challenge of the tests and how varied they are. There are a lot of challenges, however. In that one, it's mandatory, and so many people are coming into AP who are perhaps not familiar with the AP realm and not as familiar with the workload, but I like that challenge.
But when I talked with McIntosh, he stated concerns about students not wanting to be in an AP US History class.
There are some students in there that didn't want to necessarily be in AP US History, so a little bit different than previous years.
Do you feel like you're able to give each student the attention that they need to be successful in your AP classes?
To be successful, yes. To be successful for the AP exam, that's in question.
According to Tom Berg, a counselor at Colony High, AP exams typically cost $92 per AP exam. Although this year, instead of students paying for the exam, the cost is being paid by the school district. With the AP exam being free for students, some students are reaching towards the AP Capstone Diploma, which is granted to those who receive AP exam scores of 3 or higher on 4 AP classes, and additionally AP Seminar and AP Research.
I'm taking these classes so I can get the Capstone degree thingy.
I'm taking them so I can get the Capstone Diploma and it'll look good on my resume, and I'm genuinely interested in these classes.
AP for All impacts teachers, students, and the school as a whole. Not everyone thinks that AP will be successful for everybody. I talked with Nathan Boleen, an AP teacher at Colony High.
I'm pretty opposed to the idea of requiring AP classes to graduate. I wouldn't be opposed to students being required to take a class, an AP class, and creating a framework where students could be successful in that AP class. But requiring students to be required to take AP classes seems to me to be a little bit short-sighted at this moment.
Students also have similar statements about AP requirements and success in AP.
I feel like AP classes shouldn't be required only because if college is an option, I feel like AP classes in high school should also be an option.
I think that AP is not successful for everyone, but just some people because they're the ones who chose to take it, not forced into it, and that's just a better way to learn.
The AP for All initiative came to the Mat-Su District by Superintendent Dr. Randy Traney, where a similar experiment was done in Oregon with around 1,000 high school students that was shown to be highly successful in getting more advanced placement involvement.
The idea is that when you raise the bar and raise the standard of expectation, students will rise to the occasion.
That was Principal McMahon from Colony High. It's great that this worked for a district with 1,000 students, but what about in a larger district with 16,000 students?
Yeah, it's always a great question, and we've heard that from a lot of people, like, well, will this work in Mat-Su? And I think it still remains to be seen how that will play out. I think the intent, though, is still an excellent one where challenge is you always want, as an educator, you always want to challenge students and stuff. So this definitely is going to stretch them, and we'll see how it goes.
Further into the semester now, a new accommodation has been made for students taking AP US History that are failing to turn their F grades into I grades. The I grade allows for students to complete parts of the course that were originally below passing instead of having to retake the entire course over the summer or in the next school year. Students who have an I grade have nearly a month from winter break to 2 weeks into the second semester to work on any classwork in their class. At the end of the day, AP for All is something that will take time to adjust to. It's changed students' perspectives of what an AP class looks like, and Principal McMahon believes that this shift can be a positive change. A student's perspective will give listeners an update on AP for All next semester after grades come out. Thanks for listening.